Ted Cruz was saying, I think it was over the weekend, that the Biden administration and their base embolden Iran. Remember when we gave them $100 billion that I don't know if we actually signed a check. I don't think it was actually signing a check, but the argument was they're going to use it for military. And Iran said, no. This is all humanitarian stuff. This is different. And they're saying that they used that money to make drones and cruise missiles and attack Israel. Ted Cruz said, in a very real sense, Joe Biden funded Iran's attack on Israel. So let's talk about this with Anthony Russo, political analyst, host of a thing called The Truth Will Set You Free podcast. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Fantastic. How you doing?
I'm all right. $100 billion, we didn't just put that in bags and put it on a boat and ship it over there, right?
I mean, we might have done some of that. I don't really put it past our government, but no, it was a sanction relief. And that the interview you're talking about with Ted Cruz has still been very, very vocal. That was actually a November interview that's being brought back up right now. Well, it's being brought up as it should, because we're finally seeing the fruition of the Biden administration and the last 3 or 4 years of sanction relief, where there's been a slow drip of money to that part of the world. And there was a point where we almost gave a bulk sum, because it's been slow, but I mean, $100 billion comes up pretty quick when you're constantly giving money there. We almost gave $6 billion, right around the time of October 7th, what happened in Israel. We almost gave it right around then, and finally Congress actually stepped in on that lump sum. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we've been consistently aiding Iran based on this, well, we shouldn't have been giving them sanctions. Everything under Trump, we've had sanctions against Iran from their oil since in the 1970s, 1980s. We always put it in place, and then somehow it gets lifted. And right now we're finding out how it got lifted, which, I mean, we should have already known, but we don't have a ton of transparency in our government. But in November, Ted Cruz called it out. We've been giving a IV drip of money to one of the biggest nations of state-sponsored terror in the world. It's absolutely insane. And here we are. We're watching Israel get more and more destabilized, the Middle East destabilized, and it's 100% our fault. And right now, the United States, UK, we're imposing new sanctions on Iran. I think that's ironic, being the fact that we lifted them during the Biden administration. We don't have a strong presence at all as what should be the leader of the free world.
And put yourself on that side of the ocean in Iran, and you're the leaders in Iran, and you see this, you know, this up, down, seesaw back and forth of, we support you, we don't support you. That's got to speak volumes to them about leadership here, I would think. Just the policies, they've got to think, well, you know what, we can pretty much do what we want.
I mean, look at it as though we're that parent that enables their son. Say, you know, like Hunter Biden. But, like, look at it from that sense. We have mixed messages, but at the end of the day, they know they're going to get what they want, but they have to placate for a little bit and go, okay, we're being quote-unquote punished. They just sent hundreds of missiles to Iran, and this is, well, we're putting sanctions on. Like, it's mind-boggling. And look, I'm more pro-Israel than I am, obviously, of Palestine and Hamas. But I do think what's happening there has a lot of intricacies. Israel does not have the most up-and-up government on the planet. But when we can't look at things from a transparent view from what our own government is doing, and when we are so incredibly weak, that's why all of this stuff is happening. And I don't want to get involved over there, but if it continues to escalate, We're gonna be faced with some really important decisions, really difficult decisions, because at the end of the day, we can't just lose our one stronghold, which is Israel, in that part of the world. And none of this would have happened if we had some semblance of strong leadership in this country.
Well, you gotta hand it to them. I mean, I had this last week. A friend of mine, we were talking to Israel. He couldn't find it. And I said, it's there, but it's tiny. They are surrounded by enemies. Like Israel, compare it to a state here. Its size, how big?
I mean, it's tiny. I want to say it's like Rhode Island size. It's not. I mean, it's incredibly small. Yeah, it's very, very small.
Surrounded by enemies who would love to obliterate them, and have said so. And then here we go, emboldening. What is with this this port that we have that we were sending supplies to the dock, right, to the port. Is that going to, how is anybody, you know what I'm talking about, is anybody following that and making sure that the supplies get to refugees and stuff, and instead of Hamas?
No, absolutely not. That's the problem. So we're giving humanitarian aid, and by the way, this new bill that we just, the $95 billion, actually does way more than humanitarian aid. It actually gives military support to Ukraine, which that's a different story for a different day. But in terms of the, when we're shipping, the actual shipping port and how that works, the problem is when you're trying to give humanitarian aid to a nation, you have to funnel it through their government. You can't just give it to Steve on the street and be like, well, we're giving it to the people. You're giving it to Hamas, which Hamas is the leader of Palestine. And with Hamas having control of all these goods, they're able to starve out their own people and somehow, based on the help of social media algorithms, create a global narrative that Israel is keeping the Palestinian people from being fed and getting this humanitarian aid. It's being given directly to Hamas. How is it the fault of the Israeli people that Hamas is not disseminating it or giving it to the people? It's absolutely mind-boggling. That's why this is, on top of being a very deadly war, what's going on over there, it is a war of propaganda, and the Israeli people are losing. Anybody with a sane mind is losing. That's coming from people on the far right, as well as the bulk of the left right now, have created this anti-Israeli sentiment, and it's become very dangerous.
Anthony Russo, great to talk, man. It's it is mind-boggling. And this will play into the election, of course. Who knows what will happen between now and November. All right, the Truth Will Set You Free podcast. Look them up. Hey, Anthony, I got to go. Thanks a lot, pal.
Take it easy.
1320 WILS.